The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Department of Labor just released the newest unemployment claims. Another 2.98 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the total to 36.5 million, which, this is just a reminder of how important the 2020 elections are. In just 100 days, all eyes will be on Charlotte, North Carolina's Republican National Convention convenes to nominate President Donald Trump for a re-election in November. On our guest line this morning, the lady who is responsible for making this all happen, Marsha Lee Kelly, is CEO of the convention. Welcome in. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm certainly doing well, especially being an honored guest at your wonderful program. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate your time. Let's jump right in. To plan a party's national convention is a huge task in normal times. It has to be a bit overwhelming in such unusual times. How are you guys doing?
Listen, we're so fortunate. I have an A-plus team who's absolutely committed to providing five-star excellence. We're very fortunate. I mean, this isn't my first rodeo. This is actually my sixth convention. And so, we've seen it all. We've seen hurricanes. We've seen all kinds of last-minute agility. And so, luckily for us, we've been ahead of the game. What is unfortunate for us is the impact on this virus worldwide. But sure, we are prepared either way to renominate the greatest president ever, President Donald J. Trump, in 2 days.
Yep. Well, and like you, I've been to a few Republican National Conventions, too. Since 2000, I guess, I've been to every one since then. And, when you get to the convention, it's an arena full of enthusiastic Republicans who are wanting to elect our candidates elbow to elbow. I mean, so as we go into August, what do you see as differences in this year's convention as opposed to previous ones?
Well, every convention is, we always have challenges, and we also have things that the host city can absolutely, brag about. I think the big, so-called elephant in the room is the COVID-19. This time around, what we've done is we've hired a senior advisor for health safety planning, Dr. Jeffrey Runge. And he's going to be very instrumental in helping us map out our plans to ensure, the health and safety of all our convention participants, as well as, the safety of, everyone who's coming in from the Carolinas.
Sure, sure. And speaking of that, there's a lot of, volunteer opportunities for people here in upstate South Carolina and western North Carolina. If someone's listening today, is that still a possibility? Is there a way that they can become involved?
Listen, I love South Carolinians because they are such diehard Republicans. They're passionate people. They, both North and South Carolina have spoiled me with the Southern hospitality. And I think this is an absolute prime time to show off, yep, what the Carolinas are all about. We welcome the volunteering, and there's no one who's going to be better advocates and ambassadors than the citizens themselves. So, yes, yep. Please do volunteer.
Do you the question that I get most often, and with me this morning, Marsha Lee Kelly, CEO of the Republican National Convention, the question that I get most from our listeners is, watch the news, they read the newspapers, listen to the radio, and right now, still kind of dire. Now, we're reopening South Carolina. Our restaurants, this was the first week that they could have dine-in on Monday. Thank goodness I can go get a haircut because the salons will be reopened on Monday. So we're slowly, reopening things. North Carolina is a different animal. They're still a little more restrictive up there. At what point will you guys start looking at some of those things? Is there a chance that the convention will have to be changed to, you know, there's been talk of having a virtual convention? I mean, at what point would you guys start making those types of calls?
Well, I think 3 months is really too early to set any of those plans in motion. But like I said, this is, you know, something that we're always prepared for. Anything like the last, I remember working on the last two conventions where it was 2008 and 12 where the Mondays were canceled, were actually not, was truncated due to the fact that we had hurricanes. But you know what? We didn't make that call for you know, 1 day beforehand. So, you know, we're fortunate because we are used to, again, being very agile on things. Way too early to call it. We're planning full steam ahead.
Yeah. Well, and that, I guess that's the way we need to approach it then is we're going to be there in August. We're going to have a great time. We're going to renominate our president and we're going to move to November so that we reelect him because, I mean, it's frightening to me, Marsha Lee Kelly, to think of anyone in the Oval Office other than Donald Trump right now.
I 100% agree. I absolutely adore the president. I've had the privilege and honor of getting to know him and his family. And I can tell you right now, this president is absolutely committed to making the economy stronger and more fruitful than ever before. And so, you know, I am absolutely confident that we will open up. I'm absolutely confident that we're going to look great globally. And this convention is really important because it is the only, you know, pre-planned big event that has 15,000 potential members of the media. And we're going to talk about the Carolinas the whole time.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, Charlotte, not just North Carolina or South Carolina, but this is absolutely symbolism of what American resiliency is about.
Sure, sure. Marsha Lee Kelly, thank you for spending a few minutes of your morning with us. Maybe we can check back in with you again soon. And I hope I get to meet you in Charlotte.
I hope so, too. Hey, I've been hanging out in Surfside Beach once in a while, so South Carolina is my second home at this point.
Oh, we have some great beaches for sure. Hey, have a great day, and thank you for your time again.